My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only. We are now ready to send it over to Studio 2A. Very pleased to be joined this week for the first time here on Locals Only by Adara Ray and the Homewreckers.
Playing unfair for me. Well, I did everything they wanted to see. I was everything they said I should be. I lost so many parts of me. Oh, and I think I'm fine living life under the watchful eyes, 'cause they will never see. See the right track for me. Well, I said everything they said I should say. I broke everything the way where I never thought I would see the day. Oh, and I think I'm fine living life under the watchful eyes, 'cause they will never see. Say I miss you like crazy. I want you to save me, to hold my hand and pick me up from this big rock. And I can tell me that I'm wrong, but I can't respect no man who never seemed to have no plan. So you can tell me how much that it hurts, how you wishing that you understand. You wanna change, I never saw no changes made. So I can't hear you when you say, you say I miss you like crazy. Won't you save me, to hold my hand and pick me up from this big rock? And I say I'm at the world there with the left hand. Maybe we tried, we failed, but we gave it up. Don't you miss me, baby? Stand up, I am just a broken man. Boy, I know you think you're sad, but baby, we all got it bad. So you can tell me how much that it hurts. So how you wishing that you were this man? You wanna change? I never saw no changes made. So I can't hear you when you say, you say I miss you like. Yeah. There's a whole lot of hurt behind the lies. So let it look right. There's a whole lot of world beyond your pride. There's a whole lot of hurt behind the sight. So let it slip right.
This is Locals Only. We're live in Studio 2A. And why don't you let us know who we're with right now? Go around and we'll introduce everybody.
So my name's Adara Ray. We are Adara Ray and the Homewreckers, and these are the Homewreckers, if they'd like to introduce themselves. Of course, it's Casey.
I'm trying to play the drums.
I'm David, and I'm playing bass guitar.
I'm Seth, and I'm playing a few things.
Everything else.
Yeah, so Seth is, for those of you who are keeping track at home, I guess maybe we won't spoil all the surprise, but at least so far you've heard him play sax and also electric guitar there. But on that second song that you played, what was the effect that you were using on the guitar there?
The second guitar song?
Yeah.
The second
the second song, the first guitar song.
Oh, it's just a Marshall Super Vibe course borrowed from a coworker. And just a DS1 distortion from Boss, and then a LB1 line booster for right. Solos.
Yeah, it sounded nice.
He's very proud of his gadgets.
Yeah.
There's too many of them.
All right, Adara, tell us how we got to this point. So how long have you been writing songs?
Well, okay, some of these songs I've honestly had since I was about 13.
Wow.
I just basically wrote them in my house, in my bedroom, with just me and my acoustic guitar, and there's been a couple different of lineups, I guess you could say, of Adara Ray and the Homewreckers. It actually started out as all females.
Mm.
This was about maybe almost 2 years ago now, and somehow I ended up with all boys.
All guys.
Sometimes they might annoy me like all girls. But no, they're fantastic. Actually, I got to this point because the goal was always to start touring and to release this record that's going to be coming out. And these guys are young and they're cute and they're willing to
hey, lady.
To hit the road for me. And it's been really great working with them for sure.
So tell me about when everybody joined the group and how you crossed paths with each person in the band.
Seth?
Oldest member. All
right, well, I started playing with Adara probably almost about a year ago now. We had played a show with a trio that I was with before, and I just shot her a message, hey, if you ever want to play some music, let me know. And she was like, yeah, come sit in with me. And I sat in, and then we just kind of started playing more together. And then I, fortunately or unfortunately, live with the drummer. And, you know, he filled in for a gig, and then it ended up just kind of working out with him, and then with David.
Let me talk about David.
Thank you.
Can I talk about David? I'm David.
Well, I want to say nice things about you, David.
You can go on all night long.
So I found Seth first, obviously, and he was very exciting because he plays all these instruments.
Yeah.
And like you said, he had Casey just at his disposal. And for a while, we're thinking about, you know, who are we going to find to play bass that was willing to go on tour and that's young and cute, because that's real important. No, they didn't care about that. I cared about that. No, but David actually was really a fan. You
I
were
was.
Totally
I was
a
coming
fan.
To these shows. I would put on her CD to clean the house on Sunday afternoons. Yeah, I was dancing. It was great. It's a lot of fun. And after a little bit, I got the invite to kind of come and play. Uh-huh. And it kind of worked out.
You were always in the back of my mind, but there was this fear of, oh, is he going to fangirl over this, or is he going to be legit?
Well, it helps I was a musician before.
Right.
Yeah. No, it was just, I don't know why I didn't think of you at first, but it was just, he was a fan and a friend.
Now, but we shared a show originally.
Yes, we did.
We did. That's how we first reconnected, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So some of these songs, Adara, you said, date back to when you were 13 years old. What's it like revisiting a song that you wrote a long time ago, presumably when you're in a little bit of a different headspace than you are now. How do you approach, you know, finding a way to continue to feel a connection with those songs, to breathe kind of new life into them, and especially, you know, when you're converting them from something that was originally you and an acoustic guitar to now with all these toys that you have at your disposal?
For me, I mean, they were so different when they were written. Like I said, it was just me and a guitar.
Right.
So they've changed so much. And these guys have been so great where I can bring them a song and it's a skeleton. I mean, it's there. All the parts are there, but they have transformed it into something so different. And sometimes they'll play something that I'm like, oh, that's totally what I think I heard in my head. And sometimes they'll come up with something totally better. And actually, as far as you said, connected, as far as you said, keeping connected to them, I'll actually tell you a story about today. A friend of mine, we were talking, I said, you know, listen to the radio tonight. We're going to be on. And he told me, I won't say his name because he's going through a breakup. And he said, oh, I've been listening to one of your songs. This song's called If You Loved Me. We're actually not playing that tonight. But I did write that when I was about 13 or 14 years old. Mm. And he says, you know, and this is a full-grown man who is connecting
right,
this song.
Sure.
So, you know, I feel...
Those feelings.
I feel like I need to continue doing those songs even though they're old to me because they're new to someone else.
Sure.
And they'll be able to connect to it. So that's why I keep doing them.
Yeah. I'm the newest member, and I love that song.
You know, we will talk, maybe during our next segment, we'll spend some more time talking about the record. But, you know, one thing that I'm also curious to hear about is how your approach to songwriting has changed, if at all, now that you are writing for a group or with this group in mind.
It hasn't. No, it hasn't, and I don't believe... I don't believe that it will because my approach with songwriting has always been don't push it and don't try to make it into anything in particular. Just whatever happens is what was meant to have happened, and I write the way I write, and it changes obviously with them, but I try not to take away the fact that they're going to listen to it and make it something different.
Are you the kind of songwriter who, you know, when you get an idea for a song, you're going to write 25 different drafts of it, trying to like figure out the right way, or you'll sit down, it'll come out, and then that's the song, that's the way it's supposed to be?
Yeah, the latter, probably. Yeah, for sure. If I get something in my head, I just gotta finish it. You know, that's usually how it goes.
Yeah. So as I said before, we will talk about the new album in a bit, but first, any upcoming shows that we want to mention while we've got some live microphones in front of us?
Yeah, so we've kind of been laying back for this month because we're going to release a show with a kind of tour kickoff release party.
Cool.
That's going to be at the Flatcatcher November 19th, 9 o'clock. I've got the Amy Mendoza Band and Sock Fight playing, and members of both those bands actually were in the original Homewreckers.
Cool.
So kind of bringing the girls back for this next step. So
excellent. So that's coming up in November at the Flycatcher, and if people want to find information online, what's the best place to keep track of shows?
I am really into social media, specifically Facebook. I keep up with Twitter and Instagram, but that's just more for people that are like, oh, do you have a Twitter? I'm like, now I gotta post something on Twitter,
right?
I guess. Yeah, but Facebook, I do really well at all the social media.
Cool.
So,
all right. And a quick spell check for people who are looking for it on Facebook.
So Adara is A-D-A-R-A. Ray is R-A-E. That's the... Is that the female spelling, I guess?
Yeah.
And homewreckers, if you can't spell homewrecker, then I'm concerned.
Fair enough.
Public school system.
All right. Well, you're listening to Adara Ray and the Homewreckers here on Locals Only, live in Studio 2A until 10 o'clock. So without further ado, we're going to get into our next set of music.
Well, I've been thinking about the loneliest who's making me good. Just enough to hurt to most I'm meant to break and hurt, cause my beauty's a painted face to cover things in and I change. So take hold to your own hands, that learn to trust no man. My
This is Locals Only. I'm Matt, and this and right now I'm live with Adara Ray and the Home Wreckers. Thanks again for coming down tonight.
Thank you.
So, as promised during the last set, we teased that you've got an album that you've been working on, but I'd love to hear the story behind that. So when did you start working on this album?
Let's say maybe 2 years. Let's say that. Let's just say that.
All right.
Yeah, there's been some bumps in the road. So the album's going to be called Here Comes the Music. That's the first song that we played in this little set.
Uh-huh.
It was actually recorded kind of all over the place. I worked at a home studio here in Tucson, Vegas, at a studio called Snake Jam Studios, and in Bremerton, Washington, with Mike Herrera and MXPX at Mike Herrera's studio in Bremerton called Monkey Trance Studio.
Wow.
Yeah, so I got to work with some great people like Mike. Mike Herrera and I actually have a duet on the album coming out. Hmm. Also worked with Chris Wilson from Good Charlotte and Jameson.
Uh-huh.
So those are some surprises that actually not a lot of people know. So this will be the first that really most of the public is learning about that.
Very cool.
So that's something that I'm excited to kind of sneak in there.
First time David is learning about too, apparently.
I'm doing this for the first time. Yeah. I'm going to have to get a copy of this album.
You know,
I'm going to have to pick it up at a local store near me. Maybe iTunes outlet.
I actually started working on this album, obviously, before I met these guys.
Yeah.
So I made sure that there's a live track on the album. So it's what we are right now as the Home Wreckers, and I'm basically calling everyone else that worked on that album honorary Home Wreckers. These are the Home Wreckers, and I got to work with people that put their talents on the record, and they're just honorary Home Wreckers for now. They don't get to travel.
That's one thing that I like about the band here is that because I'm just coming on in the third lineup, I believe, and there's been studio musicians for the recordings for this album coming up, and a lot of different studios. So I know that she's worked with a lot of people, and I'm just glad to be a part of that. You know, to really jump on the train. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. To hear some of these other musicians and experience it and to kind of help this young gal along the way.
Yeah.
Thank you, David.
So, you know, when an album is recorded in a few different chunks, you know, and different studios, working with different producers, you know, a lot of different creative voices contributing to it. How did you endeavor to try to create something that would have kind of a, you know, like a consistent
continuity?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. How do you create continuity when faced with you know, those different contexts that the songs are coming out of?
So, honestly, the whole thing with this album being called Here Comes the Music and the whole campaign that's going to be around the concept of Here Comes the Music is that, for me, this is music.
Mm-hmm.
I've got somebody that pulls out a saxophone and then a viola, for God's sake.
Right.
It's so different, and that's what I want, because my influences are all over the place, from Morrissey all the way to George Michael and Taylor Swift. So it's just, it's everywhere on each side of the spectrum, and I don't want to be confined really to something. So I just want it to be music, and I'm glad that I got to work with the punk rockers from MXPX and Good Charlotte and had that kind of feel on some songs, and then had a totally different feel on another one, and that's what I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when does the album come out?
November 19th. So we're going to do the release show at the Flycatcher with Amy Mendoza and Sock Fight November 19th. And then the following day, we go out on tour. And so that Flycatcher show is going to kick off our 11-date tour.
Excellent.
To kind of promote that in the small time that we have.
So when you do the album release show, there'll be physical copies available at that show. And then what will be the best ways for folks to get copies, either physical copies online or, you know, digital download?
So the best way is going to be your standard, like, iTunes and Amazon Music and whatever else. In fact, sadly, because of the way the music industry is today, I ordered probably less physical copies than one would think, because it's just going to be mostly digital.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you... you're going to be heading out on the road for 11 days, you said?
Yes.
And is this going to be mostly West Coast states?
Yeah, so this is basically all of Arizona, Vegas, Los Angeles, San Diego.
Very cool. So how did you go about setting up those dates?
I just asked.
Yeah.
I just asked.
Did you have relationships with folks in those towns that you reached out to, or were you just sending out a bunch of emails?
No,
and see
I
what
just asked. And, yeah, this was actually, so I do have a manager. His name is Tommy Ratt. He's actually who got me involved with all those people because he used to manage MXPX.
Okay.
This is actually just Casey and Seth and I were in the car thinking about going to Casey's parents' house for Thanksgiving and mm-hmm. thinking, well, why don't we tour on the way there? And so this wasn't really it was just kind of something I told Tommy, hey, we're going to do this so we can go have Thanksgiving with Casey. So I'm just going to ask some people, see what we can get along the way.
Yeah. And she did great. We've got a lot of great shows coming up.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, is this the first time that you've been out on the road with the band?
With the band, yeah. This whole month I spent going out as a solo or a duo act with Seth as an acoustic thing. Uh-huh. Phoenix, we went to LA this weekend. And uh-huh. just kind of, you can get the idea out there to people, but it's not the whole thing. It's just kind of teasing them, giving them a taste. If you like this, come back next month and the whole band sure. will be here. So.
Now, in the last year, you've played a lot of shows in Tucson. You really... hit the pavement hard, so to speak, and played different kinds of venues, different kinds of crowds. How does that experience help you once you hit the road and you're playing to unfamiliar crowds?
So it's nerve-wracking, but honestly, I always think people are people.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, since we're just kind of hitting this area of the country.
Sure.
But, you know, since, like you said, even in Tucson, I've played such diverse, you know, different venues and crowds.
Yeah.
You'd like to think there'd be, you know, a niche in L.A. that's somewhat like the niche in wherever it is in Tucson
yeah.
or, you know.
Yeah. And do you feel like, and you know, if anybody wants to give an off-the-record answer to this, I can ask Carl to cut off the feed for a couple minutes. But do you guys feel like the experience of being on the road together for 11 days is going to be a positive experience for the band or a setback for relationships?
We'll find out. I don't know. Me and David might break up.
Casey and I might have some issues. We're the yeah. rhythm section.
Uh-huh.
He's my section leader, so I have to do what he says on the road.
Oh, okay.
Seth is tech director?
Yeah, something director.
Director.
Everyone's a director. So
everyone has a boss. Or no one has, I don't know.
We're all friends. Some of us closer friends than others.
It's going to be fun. Maybe some pranking, maybe some waking up with your head on someone else's shoulder.
No. No. No.
I might drool on you.
We're most worried about David and what he's going to pull.
It's going to be super fun.
David is like the, well, you're not, you know, I'm the woman, so I should be the mom of these guys, but David is really the mom. Mm.
I am the oldest in the group, yeah. ripe old age of 25.
Oh.
I love that laugh.
Yeah, so I'm totally a baby. Like, I just turned 20 years old, and to be the mother of these guys is not going to be something that I can handle.
Right.
So David's kind of taken that place for sure. And so that's why sometimes we're like, David! But it's in a loving way. He's trying to take care of us.
There you go. Well, we really, really appreciate you coming down tonight and looking forward to the release. So that's going to be November 19 at the Flycatcher.
Yes.
With Sock Fight and Amy Mendoza. And you'll have the physical album available there and then hit the road after that. Facebook is the best place to keep track of that
yes,
stuff.
Yes, and
right?
I want to quick mention that for us to be able to go on the road and get these physical copies, we started an Indiegogo campaign. Mm-hmm. If you want to go on the on our Facebook, Adara Ray and the Homewreckers, it's right at the top, or if you just want to go to Indiegogo.com and look up Adara Ray and the Homewreckers, that would help us out a lot. It, you know, was lucky to get this mostly recorded for free, but mm-hmm. the finished product also cost money. So
sure.
If you want to check that out, definitely do that, please.
All right. Well, I want to thank Adara Ray and the Homewreckers one more time. They're going to play us out here on Locals Only. We'll look forward to seeing you back here on Locals Only. My live guest will be the Freezing Hands. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great week. Here's Adara Ray and the Homewreckers to play you out.
Mad. I get sad, but I ain't apologizing about it. Well, it's all right, we can fight, And I ain't losing sleep about it. When you, you're so confused. Cause I make you feel alright, but I keep you up all night. Baby, I keep you up all night. Just learn about me. So if you want to leave, baby, I'll bring you back to me. I'll bring you back to me. Don't worry about it. Oh, 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 oh. You don't cry, I don't know why, cause I know how you feel about it, but when we kiss, it's all bliss, and I don't wanna lie about it, when you, you're so confused. break my heart with nothing but my
It's like